Hello and good morning. It's good morning, Lord, not morning. Amen. Amen. God loves us. God died for us that we might be in Christ, born again, saved, on our way to heaven, and walking with God. The good news today is we can have our sins forgiven. We can have a brand newness of life because of Christ's work on Calvary, the completed, finished work of Christ 2,000 years ago on the cross gave us the opportunity to give our lives to God and now become the second time around born again, a second birth, a new birth, as described by Jesus in John chapter 3, verses 3 and 5. We know that God loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Do you know this Jesus? Do you know God personally as your friend? God knows you. He created you, and he wants to have a relationship with you. A man tries to reach God, but that's religion. It's doomed to frustration. But Jesus says, have a relationship. Become a friend of God by surrendering your heart and your life to Jesus Christ, because you can have your sins taken as far as the east is from the west, and this will bring glory, honor, and worship to God in your surrender. We know we all have pride that keeps us from approaching and doing the right thing sometimes, approaching God even, but we know that Jesus has been that bridge now for our life, if we're willing to admit that we are sinners and that we have a failed life before God when it comes to doing God's will and God's purpose. But knowing that we are sinners, it comes to mind that we have pride we must have contempt for. We must bow our hearts and our lives and surrender to the Lordship, the claim of Christ upon our life. But know this, that we have fallen short. We have failed the law of God, the Ten Commandments, even the 613 laws created around those Ten Commandments as written down in the Bible in the first three quarters of it, the Old Testament. And we know that God made a covenant with certain people in the Bible, and that means people that were real people with real lives, like Abraham, Noah, Moses, David, Elijah, Elisha, and Jesus himself, eventually Paul the Apostle, James and John, and the apostles of Barnabas and Silas and Timothy. But we know also that the Bible declares this to be true, and every man a liar, that God is true and his love is strong toward us. He loved us while we were still sinners. Now, rarely would a man that is person be given a sacrifice of a life for being righteous, but or maybe for a good man, some might even dare to die. But God knows that we know that we wouldn't do that normally, but he did this while we were still sinners. That means his enemies, still rebellious, still living in a life of uncontrolled sin, unrestrained life of sin. We know that Christ died for us while we were in that state of that condition. So let's remember that we are we have nothing to show God in the way of pride or accomplishment when it comes to God's standard, because God is perfect, God is holy and righteous, and no man can reach that pinnacle of his standard on his own, but we must have the blood of Jesus Christ upon us, and we must have that relationship of being born again and saved. Now, most people go through life not realizing that how important that is, but when we come across maybe a person witnessing, showing to us the good news of the gospel, good news, we want to receive that. And maybe sometimes it takes seven people sharing that good news throughout a period in our life, or periods in our life, time periods, that we get an understanding that we need salvation, we need to have Jesus inside. And when we know that the gospel is true, there are four points, basically, that we come across in a tract or in the good news of the gospel, that God loves us, but man has a sin problem, and Jesus is that bridge to keep us, get us back to God and keep us there, and we must now make our decision to be saved. That means come to Christ, come to God in a prayer, in a contrite prayer, a bowing of our hearts, a humility before God, understanding that we're talking to the person that owns and controls the whole universe and buys us back in redemption and ransom from sin now. And his claim upon us is that he wants to do the decision calling in our life. And if we let him, he will come in and renovate, transform, metamorphosize, extremely change our lives. And we must understand also that when we come to Christ, it's a commitment. It's a dedication to follow Christ the rest of our life. Giving all to Jesus, giving all, surrender, to bring honor, glory, and worship to God and to live for him in Christ. Now, when we know that we're born again, as Jesus said, and it's all because of Calvary, we can abide in Christ. We can have a period there where we're growing in the Lord. And mostly all throughout our life, we want to grow in the Lord, in his love, in his grace, in his mercy for us. And that involves remaining in Christ as a branch abides in a vine. And so we know that sanctification happens when we're born again, and God makes us more like him, more like Christ, more in deeply involved in the process of becoming more righteous and holy according to the standard that is in Jesus Christ. Now, we realize it's by grace alone that we're saved. We cannot save ourselves. We cannot bring up our bootstraps or fix our lives in such a way that God will see that we deserve his heaven. But we have the hope of heaven because of what Christ alone has done for us. And we approach God on his terms that way, by saying, God, I'm sorry, I'm a sinner, I failed you, and God, you know me inside and out, and I want to have your born-again life. I want to have the Jesus Christ inside to be saved, to be ready for heaven and born again, so that my entire life from now on will be pleasing in thy sight in a way that will be allow me to get to heaven because of the grace of God alone and the work on the cross alone, the finished, complete work of Christ on the cross and the empty tomb and the resurrection, the glorification, the exaltation, and ascension of Christ to heaven. And we know that that's God, that we need that, and we trust you for it, Lord. Now, in Jesus' name, we have become born again, and we declare that we have now become saved in Jesus' name. We declare, Lord, it is our intention to follow you, Lord, with all our heart, all soul, mind, and strength, and love you and love others as ourselves with the love that you loved us with, Lord, because that's the only thing that is the real motive in life that is right, is to love others with the love you gave us. As we've been given love, let us give out, Lord, and minister to others that with that love of God that is unconditional and strong, to give preference, to give deference, to give interest to others' lives, Lord, that we could care. And Lord, you do the work because we can't do it on our own. Nothing in the flesh matters anymore. We don't want to fail you, God, because that's all our life's been characterized. But now we want our testimony to be brand new, a life that is rejoicing in Christ and his salvation and loving God with all our heart. God, help us to love you and to enter your heart in prayer and with our lives, our lifestyle. Change us, God. Make us love you with all us within us, Lord. Change us, Lord, into the creatures you have for us in purpose and will. In your will, Lord, your perfect will. God has one will, not a permissive will. He has one will, and we thank you, God, for that will. We thank you, God, in everything that you have done for us. that you created us a brand new person inside, and we can rejoice in what you've done, Lord. For Christ alone has saved us. Christ alone has given us new life, newness of life. We thank you. That's written down in Romans in chapter 7, verse 1 through 4. Newness of life is what the Spirit, Holy Spirit wants to give us. There is therefore now no condemnation to those which are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and death. What the law could not do, weak through the flesh as it is, God did, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh to condemn sin in the flesh, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. We thank you, God, that the requirement of the law is now fulfilled in you, in us, and we don't have to be good enough every day. We don't have to strive in our own strength to be religious or to find a way that is good enough in thy sight, Lord. But you showed us by what you did on the cross that you would do the work, and we'd all need to trust you and put our reliance, dependence, and leaning totally on that work formed in Christ. When Christ lived a perfect holy life and became our sin, died on the cross for our salvation, and rose again for our justification. For these things we thank you, Lord, and we praise you for your sanctifying power that is coming within us now. The Word of God, the Holy Spirit within, is coming in as a gentle lamb. And teach us, Lord, the gentleness of your lowly spirit. Teach us, Lord, to walk closely to you in this life, Lord, that we would have the intimacy of a relationship with God, where we talk to you, God, about everything. Talk to you, God, about those things that are in our lives that need changing, that need your touch, Lord. We thank you for healing. We thank you for compassion for others. And we trust you, Lord, that we might win others to Christ, that we might go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, teaching them to observe all things that Christ said and did, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And lo, you're with us always, God. You never leave us nor forsake us. You're like never failing us. Your love is never failing, God. And we thank you, God, that you have chosen us, Lord, because we believe in your ability, Lord, to bring us to heaven someday or the rapture, whatever may come. But, God, we thank you for the salvation, the comfort there is in knowing your arms are about us. You embrace us with your love. Your love, God, and you teach us, Lord, from your hand, with your eye. Teach us, Lord, to go into the Bible every day and read a portion of Scripture. Help us to know your love letter, Lord, the Bible, and the Old and New Testament, Lord. Reach us through that, Lord, and touch us. And God, give us a Bible-believing church. Lead us to one, Lord, where we can find the fellowship and joy of God, the people of God among all this world's darkness, Lord. Lead us to a place of light where we can worship God in honor and glory with the saints of God and the body of Christ, to live for you and to love you, God, to love you every Sunday and have a day of rest every week, Lord, because we know that you're pleased being a healthy temple for you in your house, your inner sanctuary of the Holy Spirit to dwell within us and to work in us and both to will and to do of your good pleasure, God. Teach us, God, your good pleasure, and to delight in you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, to delight in you, and you'll give us the desires of our heart because they'll become after your desire. And we now trust you this week, Lord, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. God loves you.